أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء، وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء، وهم يتلون الكتاب. كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم، فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. This ayat that we read yesterday, that when the Christians of Najran had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jews also came and they started disputing among themselves and quarreling. In the process, they blamed one another and accused one another that you people have got no real religion, you have got nothing to stand on, you have got no foundation. The idol worshippers of Medina, the non-Muslims, they also jumped onto the same bandwagon, and they also said the same words like them, that you people have got nothing, though they were idol worshippers and they felt they are on the right. The principle that is born out here, as Allah Ta'ala says in other ayat, لَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُ. When you have got some dispute and dislike for any person, any nation, any other group, then let that dislike of yours not deny the good qualities which are in those people. And see the argument as it is, whether you like the person or you don't like the person. But see what the facts are and what the arguments are. Not just because you dislike a person, now you run him down in every way. And you look for every fault and you become blinded to all the good what is in him. That is very dangerous and it causes harm not to that person really, but to oneself. And this happens in everything, whether it is a husband-wife dispute, disputes in the families, in business transactions, in partners in business, etc. Because for some reason you don't like somebody, now you don't see the case itself. You're fighting the person and not the matter which is at hand. And that is what we have to handle, what is the matter at hand. So the Jews also, they hate the Torah on which they based their religion. Of course, they had changed it. The Christians also hate their religion and their Kitab, the Injil, on which they based their religion. And to deny that which Allah had given them, though of course their version was a changed version. It wasn't what Allah had given them. Yeah, we learn also whenever we have any disputes, whether it is on a deeni matter, whether it is on a dunya's matter, whether it is in the public forum, whether it is private between husband and wife in the families, but see what is the matter at hand and deal with that, not just because and take out some other old points which are irrelevant and try and run that person down on those points. But see what is the issue at hand on which we are having a dispute. And on that matter and on the merits of the case, according to that, come to your decision. And this can only happen when a person, what is called islah, is made. And he can come above his nafs. As long as he is as a slave of his nafs, he will give in to the dictates of his nafs and his own personal desires and his own personal gains of this dunya. And he will never see a case according to its merits. And for the, especially as an Islamic state, or to represent oneself as a Muslim, this is very necessary that in all matters we see what is the case at hand and we deal with that accordingly. So here also, by explaining one of this weak and bad qualities of the Jews and the Christians and also the idolaters, Allah has warned us also that we don't fall in the same trap also. And we also, just because of some dislike of somebody, then we just start running that person down, even if he's on the truth, and we don't want to accept it. Even if a person who we don't like, or a group that we don't like, but they're on the truth on a matter, accept that truth. Though we don't agree with them on other matters, but this matter they are on the right, accept that and follow that. Don't just run them down in every way just because we dislike them. So this is a very important principle, and really if we follow the teachings of the Quran Sharif, especially the whole Quran, and hear what Allah has explained about the Bani Israel, and Allah has gone, as we can see, over how long. In detail Allah has explained their weaknesses, and it isn't just to expose them, but for us to take a lesson. And we can correct ourselves. If we can make the Quran Sharif our guiding light and our book, kitab of guidance, we will find so much of goodness in our life and so much of barakat and rahmat and protection, security we will find. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.